TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features technologist Mohamed Idris, recorded live at TED Residency 2018.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
About 2 years ago, I got a phone call that changed my life. Hey, this is your cousin Hassan. I froze. You see, I have well over 30 first cousins, but I didn't know anybody named Hassan. It turned out that Hassan was actually my mom's cousin and had just arrived in Montreal as a refugee. And over the next few months, I would have three more relatives coming to Canada to apply for asylum with little more than the clothes on their back. And in the 2 years since that phone call, my life has completely changed. I left academia and now lead a diverse team of technologists, researchers, and refugees that is developing customized self-help resources for newcomers. And we want to help them overcome language, cultural, and other barriers that make them feel like they've lost control over their own lives. And we feel that AI can help restore the rights and the dignity that many people lose when seeking help. My family's refugee experience is not unique. According to the UNHCR, every minute, 20 people are newly displaced by climate change, economic crisis, and social and political instability. And it was while volunteering at a local YMCA shelter that my cousin Hassan and other relatives were sent to that we saw and learned to appreciate how much effort and coordination resettlement requires. When you first arrive, you need to find a lawyer and fill out legal documents within 2 weeks. You also need to schedule a medical exam with a pre-authorized physician, just so that you can apply for a work permit. And you need to start looking for a place to live before you receive any sort of social assistance. With thousands fleeing the United States to seek asylum in Canada over the past few years, we quickly saw what it looks like when there are more people who need help than there are resources to help them. Social services doesn't scale quickly. And even if communities do their best to help more people with limited resources, newcomers end up spending more time waiting in limbo, not knowing where to turn. In Montreal, for example, despite millions of dollars being spent to support resettlement efforts, nearly 50% of newcomers still don't know that there are free resources that exist to help them with everything from filling out paperwork to finding a job. And the challenge is not that this information doesn't exist. On the contrary, those in need are often bombarded with so much information that it's difficult to make sense of it all. "Don't give me more information, just tell me what to do," was a sentiment we heard over and over again, and reflects how insanely difficult it could be to get your bearings when you first arrive in a new country. Hell, I struggled with the same issues when I got to Montreal, and I have a PhD. As another member of our team, himself also a refugee, put it, "In Canada, a SIM card is more important than food, because we will not die from hunger. But getting access to the right resources and information can be the difference between life and death." Let me say that again. Getting access to the right resources and information could be the difference between life and death. In order to address these issues, we built Atar, the first ever AI-powered virtual advocate that guides you step by step through your first week of arriving in a new city. Just tell Atar what you need help with. Atara will then ask you some basic questions to understand your unique circumstances and determine your eligibility for resources. For example, do you have a place to stay tonight? If not, would you prefer an all-women's shelter? Do you have children? Atara will then generate a custom step-by-step to-do list that tells you everything that you need to know, from where to go, how to get there, what to bring with you, and what to expect. You can ask a question at any time, and if Atara doesn't have an answer, you'll be connected with a real person who does. But what's most exciting is that we help humanitarian and service organizations collect the data and the analytics that's necessary to understand the changing needs of newcomers in real time. That's a game changer. We've already partnered with the UNHCR to provide this technology in Canada, and in our work have conducted campaigns in Arabic, English, French, Creole, and Spanish. When we talk about the issue of refugees, we often focus on the official statistic of 65.8 million forcibly displaced worldwide. But the reality is much greater than that. By 2050, there will be an additional 140 million people who are at risk of being displaced due to environmental degradation. And today, that is today, there are nearly 1 billion people who already live in illegal settlements and slums. Resettlement integration is one of the greatest challenges of our time. And our hope is that Atara could provide every single newcomer an advocate. Our hope is that Atara can amplify existing efforts and alleviate pressure on a social safety net that's already stretched beyond imagination. But what's most important to us is that our work helps restore the rights and the dignity that refugees lose throughout resettlement and integration by giving them the resources that they need in order to help themselves. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com. 20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.